During the coronavirus pandemic, just about every league in pro sports has come to a screeching halt, with one notable exception.
The NFL is still conducting business in this national emergency.
Last couple days, but Tom Brady officially a member of the Buccaneers.
Make sure you check on your Patriots, friends, and family out there because they are probably suffering now that this is officially.
They're not delaying anything. They're going to have the stage to themselves April 23, 24, 25. Nothing else in the sports world is going on.
Today, The Athletic's Lindsey Jones joins us to talk about how the NFL's business-as-usual approach has been rubbing some people the wrong way.
We're proceeding with business as normal when the reality is for pretty much everybody in this country right now and a lot of people around the world is that very little is normal.
But how that approach might also be just what fans and the league need right now.
Damn, I want that draft to be at the end of April. I do.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Friday, April 3rd, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Another faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
Are you kidding me?
I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
So, Lindsey, I want to lay out how the NFL has been operating as this pandemic has deepened so we can kind of understand what they've been doing and what some of the criticisms have been. So let's start last month on the day that sports stopped.
We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. And we have never before seen a pandemic that can be controlled.
March 11th, the World Health Organization declared that the coronavirus outbreak had become a global pandemic. And that same night, it was announced that Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz had tested positive for coronavirus.
Some very sobering news. The NBA has decided to suspend game play following the conclusion of tonight's games. Now, during the
very next day, the NHL suspends play. Major League Baseball pushes back opening day. And the NCAA cancels March Madness. What does the NFL do at this time?
Well, the NFL basically did nothing immediately. And they were in a unique position in professional sports in that they are completely in their offseason right now. The NFL Combine had already wrapped up. The NFL owners' meetings weren't scheduled until the end of March. And they had the new league year was scheduled to start on March 18th, but there was really nothing that was happening in the NFL that directly involved players, coaches, staff, nothing that couldn't be performed virtually. So the NFL continued on with business as usual.
A few days later then, the NFL and the players' union signed the new collective bargaining agreement, and then a whole bunch of big deals start being announced. And, you know, it's a pretty exciting time in football.
Bill O'Brien of the Houston Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins clearly for emotion, clearly because of emotion, because it makes no football
clearly
sense whatsoever. What are your thoughts about
clearly,
that?
Clearly, Stephen A. I mean, my head just blew up like a cartoon. Boof. Are you joking? Are you serious?
Yeah, the NFL was able to dominate the sports news cycle. That's their goal for pretty much any event that's happening in the NFL. But they were really the only event in sports, not just professional sports, but all level of sports that was actually happening in some fashion. And the league proceeded. They opened the new league year on schedule. So that included free agency, where multi-million dollar deals were being handed out, you know, kind of left and right. So they had to, you know, make some minor changes to the way that free agency happens. The biggest change was that players were not able to take physicals because they were not allowed to travel, were not able to actually visit NFL facilities. But deals were able to get done over the phone if players were able to get their physicals conducted by a doctor in the home city where they lived. Then they were able to sign documents electronically and get these deals started.
The NFL then announces that training facilities will be closed and that OTAs, off-season training activities, will be postponed indefinitely. So, you know, players won't be physically interacting with each other. But they sort of start to stand their ground on the NFL draft.
For the NFL draft now, it's going to be unlike anything we have really experienced. It's still going to go on as was planned in late April. That's the biggest news right there. They're going to have a player selection process.
So the NFL draft will be happening starting on April 23rd, a 3-day draft. The big change is that the spectacle that was going to happen in Las Vegas, where they were basically going to shut down the Las Vegas Strip, there was going to be a stage literally erected. Players were going to be kind of carried to a red carpet on a boat in front of the Bellagio fountain. They were expecting, you know, potentially, you know, hundreds of thousands, potentially, you know, a million plus fans to be attending the NFL draft during those 3 days in Las Vegas. That all has been canceled. The draft itself, though, is going to happen. It's all going to be happening virtually. It's going to be a made-for-television event. And the NFL is still trying to figure out exactly how those logistics are going to work. But what we do know for sure is that Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, will be somewhere. It might be at the league office in New York City. He might be broadcasting from his home, kind of in a suburb of New York City. He'll be announcing the picks. A lot of the draft prospects, about 50 or so of them, are going to be given cell phones and tripods where they'll be kind of being able to broadcast live from their homes. Teams are going to be working from a variety of locations. All of that is still a little bit up in the air right now of exactly what those draft setups are going to look like. But so the draft is still happening. It's just not going to look anything like the draft as we know it.
And then earlier this week, as things have really started to worsen across the country with coronavirus in terms of hospitalizations and deaths, the NFL made a series of pretty big announcements.
All right. Well, the NFL is planning to begin the 2020 season as scheduled. League officials say they are monitoring conditions and can alter plans if projections change. For now, officials plan to start the regular season in September.
The first and probably the biggest thing that the NFL is saying is that as of right now, they're planning on proceeding with their season as normal. They're expecting that come the first week of September, they'll be starting their 16-game season. They'll be playing in their regular stadiums in front of fans. They're going to play their international slate of games. And they are not really talking about contingency plans yet. And the other big announcement that was made earlier in the week was that the owners unanimously passed a proposal to expand the playoff field.
The number one headline, the playoffs, Ian, are expanding for the first time since 1990. We're adding an extra wild card team in each league. So we go from 12 to 14 teams.
And so part of that also was that they sold those two extra playoff games, two wildcard games, to broadcast partners. NBC has one of the games. CBS has one of those games. You know, these are nine-figure type of business deals. One of the games is going to have a separate broadcast on Nickelodeon that's going to be produced with children, you know, kind of young viewers in mind. So having a broadcast specifically for kids on Nickelodeon is going to be really cool. And I'd love to see how that's actually going to work and who's going to be calling that game and what that broadcast is going to look like. But that's pretty far down the road now. That's going to be wildcard weekend in, I guess, January of 2021.
All right. So looking at how the NFL has been operating over this past month, Lindsay, what have been some of the criticisms leveled at them?
Well, I think it's just about tone a little bit because, you know, the NFL has been really pushing ahead with everything is going to be fine. We're going to be able to play. We're proceeding with business as normal. When the reality is for pretty much everybody in this country right now and a lot of people around the world is that very little is normal. And this is a very scary time for, you know, many, many Americans. And, you know, it's jarring to me to think of, you know, even when the NFL executives were on a conference call with reporters on Tuesday afternoon, their conference call like immediately preceded another White House briefing.
The latest projections of how many people we could lose to coronavirus are hard to fathom. 100 to 200,000, we've been told by the White House, and that, believe it or not, is best case.
And it was pretty jarring to have kind of that sort of stark information coming out of the government and the NFL talking about playing regular season games in full stadiums in September.
It's also been reported that there's disagreement among owners and GMs about how the NFL is sort of conducting business as usual.
Mickey Loomis, Chris, not the only general manager that would like to see the draft delayed. ESPN reported on Tuesday evening that the general manager subcommittee voted 6-1 to recommend a delay of the draft because of the inability to get full information due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but also because
there's definitely a split between the football people and then the business side. And when I say business side, I very much mean ownership level, where, you know, there is so much actual football business that's being conducted right now in terms of the draft and free agency that has been completely altered. The draft process has been very drastically changed this year in that, you know, most players are not going through pro days. Teams are not allowed to bring players, fly them into their cities, bring them into their facilities. They're not able to conduct physicals. None of those things are happening. So there have been a lot of football people, a lot of general managers, personnel folks who have, you know, expressed a lot of concern kind of behind the scenes about it. And Roger Goodell has really put his foot down on that. He sent a memo to the teams saying the draft is happening as scheduled and you are not to complain about it. And if you complain about it, you're subject to punishment. And that was really difficult, I think, to read because it just felt very out of touch to me with the reality where it's one thing for these, you know, billionaire owners to feel okay where they're, you know, maybe they're quarantined in their mansions or their, you know, their penthouses in New York or wherever they might live. And that's a lot different than people whose, you know, livelihoods are greatly affected right now and are actually having their day-to-day lives really affected. So we have not heard a lot of complaining out of the league officials in the last week now because they're afraid of getting punished by the NFL if they complain too much.
So what are the potential consequences of holding the draft in this kind of unusual way? Like, who stands to lose?
It is an equal hardship for all teams. It's going to be a test for all teams to make chicken salad out of a bad situation. And everyone's got the same hardship, the same advantage, the same disadvantage. There's no,
you know, the biggest group of people that are probably affected by this are the prospects themselves, and especially the prospects who were not invited to the combine in Indianapolis. Because, you know, for those players, the only chance that they get in the spring to have any sort of kind of face-to-face time with NFL people is at their pro days or at these in-person visits. And all of those things have now been canceled. There's players who were injured, weren't able to work out in Indianapolis, you know, and then from the team side, they just have to rely on the information that they really gained through the fall and through the NFL combine. It's not something that we're going to be able to determine immediately when the draft happens. But in a year or two, when we're able to kind of look back with a little bit of distance and see how these players have all performed and give some accurate grading on these draft classes, it's going to be really interesting to see if the fact that teams didn't have as much information, if they made more mistakes, or if the fact that a lot of the evaluation is being forced to be off of more game tape from players' college careers, if that actually makes for better evaluation. It's going to be a very, very interesting personnel scouting experiment.
And, you know, the fact that the NFL is not making a contingency plan, that they're insisting that everything is going to start as scheduled. You know, we're just over 4 months away from when NFL preseason games would typically begin. So shouldn't they be thinking about a contingency plan here? And is there a risk in them waiting too long to do that?
I hope that they are going through these contingency plans and they're just not admitting it publicly that, you know, I want to hope that they actually have these plans going on and they're having those discussions privately, because it seems like it would be a misstep, a pretty big misstep to be, you know, just pushing ahead and not figuring out about what they would potentially do if travel to Europe is still prohibited in September and October when the first international games are supposed to start. So they're just really hoping, I think, potentially naively, that the season is going to be able to proceed. I talked to an NFL executive kind of at the ownership level earlier on Thursday, and, you know, he really expressed that it's just easier for them to plan and then have to cancel late rather than plan on not having a season and then have to scramble to catch up. And I understand it from that perspective. It just might be helpful for fans, for season ticket holders, for sponsors, for the media, for all of us to maybe have a more realistic sense of what is actually going to happen instead of maybe a Pollyanna-ish view that the season is actually going to happen.
And where do you think this business as usual approach is coming from?
I mean, I think the business is the really the key word there. And I think it's coming from the very business-minded people at the NFL who realize that this is a billion-dollar enterprise and that, you know, when they talk about that they believe business as usual can happen, that's a message to their sponsors. It's a message to season ticket holders. It's a message to the broadcast partners that they should keep spending their money because, you know, right now there's just so much panic and uncertainty financially for most people that the NFL feels it can be in this position to project some sort of stability and bring some positivity and distraction and something that people love into their lives. And that's football. I mean, football is, you know, such a distraction and a positive thing for most people in their lives. And the NFL, because they haven't had to actually cancel games yet, they believe that they can still be that positive force. I guess my question is just how realistic is that and how much of that is something that they're going to come to regret if they're having to cancel games, you know, in July, August, September.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So, Lindsay, I also wanted to look at this from the perspective of the NFL and of fans. So, first, in the league's defense, couldn't you say, look, at the end of the day, this is a business and everything they're doing makes sense from a business standpoint. They're preparing for a best case scenario where the season really does start on time and they have to be prepared for that.
Oh, absolutely. And there's nothing that's happened in the NFL really up to this point outside of the owners' meetings, you know, that happened in the month of March that couldn't happen virtually. You know, contracts can get done electronically, you know, on a limited scale, the physicals have been able to be done, you know, in home cities. You know, they're able to do a lot of their draft prep, not draft prep like normal, but they've been able to do a lot of the draft prep from home over the phone. They're using Zoom, they're using FaceTime. So, you know, from that respect, unlike the other professional sports leagues who have had to completely cancel, postpone all of those sorts of things, their games, the NFL has been in a position where they can proceed as business as usual. And that puts them in a situation that should the best case scenario happen and that, you know, this curve flattens, the virus is eradicated, or it's at least under control, that they can jump right into their season, whether that's, you know, with training camp in July and games in September on schedule.
And also, you know, from fan standpoint, a lot of people love reading about NFL trades and speculating about what's going to happen in the draft.
Damn, I want that draft to be at the end of April. I do. Yes, we need action. I think it'll be good for our country. I actually think it's going to be really interesting just to watch NFL teams kind of squirm their way through the draft.
So, you know, isn't this a healthy and much needed escape for a lot of people right now?
Oh, I certainly think it is. I mean, I'm hearing that. If you look at my Twitter mentions, that's certainly what people are saying every time I have any sort of reservations about the messaging that's coming out of the league right now is that, you know, I think so many people are eager to have any sort of normalcy in their lives right now. And free agency has felt normal. And it felt normal for me for those days where I was, you know, reporting about Tom Brady and writing grades for all the different free agency moves. And draft season is, I mean, it's a huge business, but people love mock drafts, and that stuff can all still happen where you can get on your computer, you can get on FaceTime with your friends, or you can listen to sports radio and talk about mock drafts and speculate about that stuff. So it is this outlet where you can think about something that is different and that is positive and that is normal. And also think about, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months down the road, maybe our lives will look a little bit like they used to.
So Lindsay, where do you come down on all of this? How do you think overall the NFL has been handling things in the midst of this pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone back and forth about it because I thought it was a little rushed to kind of jump right into league business as normal and then ultimately ended up kind of being okay. I guess right now I just wish that they would just maybe have a little bit more of a measured tone instead of expressing so much optimism and kind of being so proud of their business deals when 6.6 million Americans have just filed for unemployment. You know, I think that can be a little bit of a jarring disconnect between their reality and the reality that so many of their fans are dealing with personally. But at this point where they haven't had to actually cancel games, go ahead and get your business stuff done and keep planning. But I hope that in the future that they maybe have a little bit more of a measured tone as they're dealing with announcements about what's going to happen in the future.
And lastly, Lindsay, this new deal that the NFL has struck with Nickelodeon, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about what they should do in that broadcast to make it more appealing to kids. So I'm going to ask for your take on one of the many suggestions floating around on the internet. They should replace the regular NFL announcers with SpongeBob and Patrick.
100%. Although if we want to even take that further, we could maybe bring in like a little Daniel Tiger. We could just do it for all sorts of different age groups. You know, we have teenagers, we have elementary school children, and then let's make a broadcast for preschoolers too. Why not?
All right, Lindsay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You can follow Lindsay Jones's NFL coverage at theathletic.com.
Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. Former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, one of the top prospects in this year's draft, underwent a voluntary medical recheck on Thursday. Tagovailoa dislocated his hip and suffered a posterior wall fracture against Mississippi State late last season and had surgery in November. The check was organized by the NFL and performed by an independent doctor. The results were shared with all 32 teams, and Tagovailoa's rep says the results were overwhelmingly positive. Tua is expected to be the second quarterback off the board in the draft later this month.
Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday signed pass rusher Aldon Smith, who hasn't played in the NFL since 2015. Smith was a standout player in San Francisco and Oakland, racking up 47.5 sacks in 59 career games. But Smith struggled with substance abuse issues and was arrested multiple times for driving under the influence and other offenses. The Cowboys, who have a deep history of signing players who have had troubled careers, signed Smith to a one-year deal worth up to $4 million with no guaranteed money.
And finally, in a rather stunning development, the New England Patriots team plane returned from China yesterday with a massive supply of protective masks for healthcare workers.
The plane normally transports football champions, but was specifically modified to carry N95 masks, a total of 1.2 million. It's equipment the state has repeatedly tried to get, only to be outbid by the federal government and other parties.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the plane was allowed to land for just 3 hours in Shenzhen, and with about 3 minutes to spare, the masks were loaded onto the plane. The Boeing 767, painted in team colors and with six-time champions emblazoned on the side, landed in Boston just before 6 p.m. on Thursday. The Kraft family reportedly paid $2 million for the 1.2 million masks on the plane, plus another 500,000 masks that are expected to arrive in a separate shipment. 300,000 of those masks will reportedly be sent to New York, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
That's it for this week, everyone. Thanks for listening. And if you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and remember to subscribe. Our producers are Caitlin Plummer, Chris Siegel, and Chris Olin. Editing and production by senior producers Lee Hernandez and Matt Straub. Fact-checking and writing by Ian Hurley. Sound design and mixing by Wydong Lin, Aaron May, and Joe Richardson. Our theme song was composed by Lindsey Graham. The executive producer of The Lead is me, Anders Kelto. Kavitha Davidson is our editorial director. Our show is executive produced by Lee Hernandez, Marshall Louie, and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Skelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you next week.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.